A very blessed Sunday morning to all. Thank you for joining me on Inspiration and Religion. This is Scott Borsky on WWDB. It is November. It's the first Sunday of November, and certainly we don't know what's going to be in this brand new month, but we do know if we say words and have all actions as we know, acknowledging that are in the image of God, this month will be one that's filled with wonders and miracles and get us closer to our given purpose and mission, and it will be a month of holiness. So I would love to begin on a beautiful prayer that I share at many, many life cycle events called Where is Holiness? There is holiness when we strive to be true to the best we know. There is holiness when we are kind to someone who cannot possibly be of service to us. There is holiness when we realize how important our families are to us. There is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. There is holiness when we are willing to be laughed at for what we believe. There is holiness when we love truly, honestly, and unselfishly. There is holiness when we remember the lonely and bring cheer to those who suffer. There is holiness when we share our bread, our ideas, our joys. There is holiness when we gather to pray to the one who gave us the power to pray. So happy November, everyone. I hope everyone a couple days ago had a wonderful Halloween, safe and sound. And I'm sure there's still candy all around your homes. I just wanted to remind you about the candy. No, I'm not a dentist. I wanted to remind you that there are so many nonprofits and organizations for children that would love to have any leftover candy that you simply are not going to eat, or you don't want your children to eat. If you want a list of them, just let me know. Just contact me on any social media. I will send you a list of organizations that take candy that is left over, so you can bring joy to others. You know, the poem that I just read, Where is Holiness? One of the lines says, there is holiness when we forget what divides us and remember what unites us. That is so, so very, very important, especially this week of the elections. You know, speaking about elections, I was coming home just a few days ago from the cat farm in South Jersey that I run. I know many of you have heard about my cat farm, and I was coming home, so I stopped by the neighbor's farm that they have horses and chickens, and I wanted to come and just hold the horses, give them a little pet, and look at the wonderful livestock that they had there. And we were talking about the weather, talking about the upcoming winter, talking about the need for both of us to get more straw and other topics. But you know what topic never ever came up even for a second? And that second was politics. And it was such an honor and a privilege to have a conversation with no politics involved whatsoever, just speaking about life, speaking about God's creation, speaking about love, speaking about our furry friends. And this is a lesson, a moral of this story to all of us, is that we are so very, very, very more similar than we are different. And in this next week to come, and in the next months to come, certainly, please remember that all of us are born in the image of God, and God created us all, and our similarities far, far, far outweigh anything that we are different about. And when you speak with people, speak about things that we have in common, our love for our love for the Eagles, our love for the Phillies, our love of just the hobbies you have, the successes you've had, the dreams that you have for your family, your children, and your grandchildren. And your days will go by so, so, so very, very blessed. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. You know, we certainly have a month of November that's filled with blessings. And of course, the biggest event for most of us in November is Thanksgiving. And in the next few weeks, as we meet and we join together, I will be speaking about the true meaning of Thanksgiving. And of course, that comes from giving thanks. And there are so many events that I'm sponsoring for Thanksgiving within our community. One of them I just love. I go into, and I will certainly announce this, the next couple of weeks I will be starting to go into local bookstores, normally Barnes & Noble in South Jersey, and I will place in the kids section, you know, all the Barnes & Noble have kids sections for books, and I would be placing in those books little notes attached to dollar bills or $5 bills, and those little notes say, this is for you as a starter to give to a charity or a nonprofit of your choice. Pay it forward. And I put my number or my email, and I say, please let me know what charity you have given to, so I could promote that charity. And each and every year, I get notes from parents or boys and girls, either text or email, say, we found your dollar bill, or we found your $5 bill in a book in the kids section, and we sent it along with more of our own to this charity or this nonprofit. And especially on Thanksgiving, it doubles the blessing, it tenfold the blessing, and it helps us give forward to those in need. So I would highly urge, as a challenge for this Thanksgiving, to give and to spend time. Giving isn't always money. Giving is time. Giving is of your heart to local charities that would appreciate your time and your love, and you will be bringing blessings and miracles and wonders to so many in our wonderful, wonderful community. And I need to tell you, my friends, don't think this. Don't wait and say, I will join a charity. I will give some of my time, a lot of my heart to a charity when my life is perfect. When my life is perfect, I will give to others. The truth is that our lives are never perfect. Our lives are never perfect financially or physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. Never ever say, I will give to others. I will be a blessing to others when my life is perfect, because the honest truth is that time will never ever come. You know, the old saying, nobody is perfect, and our lives certainly are never perfect. You know when a good time to give to a charity is? Your time, your money, your heart. It is now. It is always now. The time is always now. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. It's not yesterday. It's not in December. It's not in the new year of 2025. It is now. Make sure that you help bring up the lives of others, as your life is maybe a little bit in the valley here, a little bit in the valley there. If you give to others, I promise you, it'll not just be a blessing to them, but it will be a blessing to you as well. And please remember, if you're in the valley just a little bit in one aspect of your life, one essence, if your path is difficult, if you're finding, why am I in the valley? Why is this so difficult? The answer is, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. You know what? I know you have sticky notes all over the place, or you have your phone, you have a device to type this or write this down. Write this down and read it multiple times a day. Here we go. If your path is difficult, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. One more time. If your path is difficult, it's because your purpose is much bigger than you thought. And on that, certainly, we can all say amen. So during this month of November, think of things that you can bring giving to, the true meaning of Thanksgiving, giving thanks. And one of the major ways of giving thanks is to make the lives of those in your community who need filled with blessings because of you. And on that, certainly we can all say amen. We also say amen definitely for our sponsors of this program, without whom this program would not be possible. We say thank you to the wonderful Bonnie and her staff at the awesome men's and boys store in the Warminster Shopping Center at 320 York Road in Warminster, Bucks County. Simply the best, award-winning each and every year, multiple times, the best of this, the best of that, the voter's choice in their men's department of clothing, their formal department of clothing, their boys' department of clothing, currently fully stocked for all your fall and upcoming winter needs. You know, the holidays are coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Hanukkah, and I know all the men and boys in your families need some new clothing. Please go and call and go to the men's and boys store again, the Warminster Shopping Center, 320 York Road. Give Bonnie a call, 215-914-2060. 215-914-2060. Suits and sports coats, khaki, sportswear, shoes, too, for all your fall and winter weddings, family, holiday get-togethers, bar mitzvahs, confirmations, first holy communions, custom tailoring too, tuxedo sales and rentals formally from Fleet's Men's Store in Northeast Philly and Huntington Valley for 25 years, presently in Warminster. And don't think for a second you have to live in Bucks County to go there. I live in South Jersey, and whenever I go there, I see folks from all over the Delaware Valley. Why? Because they are simply the best. Again, 215-914-2060, 215-914-2060. And when you see Bonnie and her wonderful staff, give them big hugs from Cantor Scott and tell them I said hi. And speaking about holidays coming up, Hanukkah is coming up. And this year, Hanukkah is right around Christmas time. Usually, Hanukkah, if you know, is in early December or mid-December, but this year is in late December. It falls right on Christmas. So it will be for those families that celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, it will be a double the blessing. And I am currently booking up for Hanukkah gigs all around our blessed community in assisted living locations, senior locations, country clubs have been calling me to do Hanukkah gigs. So if you have a relative or even yourself or a loved one that's in a assisted living or a nursing home that doesn't, as far as you know, have programming for the Jewish holidays, please make me aware of that. It would be my honor to speak to the activities director there so I can go in and bring Hanukkah joy to those residents, whatever their tradition and their background and their religion, so I can go in and sing holiday songs for them around this Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas time of the year. All my contacts are on my social media, or just Google my name and you will find my information. And this is the time of the year where it is so very, very important for those folks who are in nursing homes and are in assisted livings who don't have the holiday entertainment, the holiday services to have them. So please let me know. It would be my honor to change their lives to bring happiness and joy to them. And that certainly we can say amen. Speaking about changing things, you know, the holiday season and coming up to the new year is always a time where we make promises and vows and oaths to ourselves to change something in our lives. And I have a challenge to you, as I always do. It's called a change one word challenge. How easy can that be to change one word? You know, we often open our eyes in the morning and we say, I've got to get up. I've got to go to work. I've got to go to the store. I've got to do this, my friends. Get that word got out of your vocabulary. Instead of saying got, say the word get. Instead of saying I've got to get up, say I get to get up. Instead of saying I've got to go to work, say I get to go to work. And what does that do? It changes the mindset. It changes your heart and soul to realize how blessed we are. If we get to wake up, it means that God has given us another day to bring blessings into this world. If we say, I get to go to work, it means that God is giving us the opportunity to have some place to go and make a living so we can provide for our families and pay our bills and give to charity and go on vacations and pay for cat food and dog food. If you say, I get to do this, I get to do that, it makes it a blessing. It makes all our actions and words very, very blessed and on our way to our given mission and purpose because we get to do this. So I want to hear from you if you have done this challenge, and it is so easy. Change the word got to the word get and create a blessing in your world and the world in your circle of friends and your circle of life and your circle of love. And on that, certainly we all say amen. Those of you who know me know that I post a lot on social media. It's a way of getting closer to those in the blessing, to share lives with others. We know that social media certainly has a lot of negatives, but it has a lot of positives. And I'm always sharing my post of the week that gets the most the most response. And this week, it was a silly one. Not so silly, I thought, because of the responses. You know, I go, you know, when I'm out feeding my cats at night in the cover of darkness, I often stop at Wawa on the way back to get a little drink or a little snack. And this week I go up to the counter and, you know, you get the receipts and it has a number on it. And on top of the receipt, it has the words, gotta have a Wawa, gotta have a Wawa. And my number was 613. For those of you who are scholarly in religion, you know that the number 613 is the number of commandments in the Old Testament. We call the Torah, or the five books of Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and let me hear you. That's right, Deuteronomy. So the number of Camino, when I ask, how many commandments are there? And most people say 10, 10 commandments. Don't steal, don't lie, right? But in all the five books of Moses, there are 613 total. So for me to have a receipt of number 613, I knew that what I was getting, some iced coffee, was a blessing. But people posted, and I didn't notice this, but the Hebrew word for love is ahava. I'll say that again. The Hebrew word for love is ahava. And on the top of the receipt, it says, gotta have a. We spell in transliteration ahava, A-H-A-V-A. A-H-A-V-A, ahava. And gotahava is G-O-T-T-A-H-A-V-A. So it really says, got love. Got love. And that just touched my heart when people posted that. And I will never look at my Wawa receipts again, my Wawa numbers again, because on the top it says, got love. And certainly all of us need to get love, more love each and every day. And on that, certainly we can all say thank you. And I want to say thank you for those who have been sending me cat food. I posted last week that, you know, even though unfortunately many of you know that last year I closed down my Cantor Scotts Animal Rescue Center to concentrate my time and my efforts on many other religious and inspirational activities, but that doesn't mean that I don't feed and take care of many, many scores of cats each and every day at the farm, in the colonies, just all over town. But I don't rescue as much as I used to, but I still need tons of wet and dry food each day. And people send to me from their hearts. I get in the mail almost on a daily basis at the mailroom that I go to, cat food. And it is such a blessing and an honor. And if you would like to take part of that to help in the world of furry friends, just contact me. I will give you the address to send the food. It's not only a blessing for the furry friends, for all the cats, the scores and scores and scores. I also give out cat food and dog food to those who need through my Cantor Scotts charities. And there are people in this economy. We know that all prices of everything have skyrocketed, not the least of which has been cat food. I mean, the cat food is almost double that it was last year, and I'm not just saying double. I mean, really, a can of cat food last year was 50 cents. Now it's $1, and there are so many in our community who are in need, and I try to help as much as I can. So if you would like to get involved with that charity of providing pet food for those who need, those who really, really need, please contact me and I will give you all the information how to get involved in that. And there's no greater blessing than to help God's creatures, the pets that we have, the pets that people have the honor of having in their homes, of giving them love. It is a blessing to help them. And if you would like to get involved, absolutely, absolutely contact me. No better blessing than that. And for you who get involved with that, I just want to say amen. And I would like to say amen to our sponsors at the Dental Wellness of Riverton, New Jersey, and the Dental Wellness of Marlton, New Jersey. Comfort and care you will smile about. Ranked best in general dentistry by South Jersey Magazine to ensure you receive the most effective and personalized solutions available. They passionately pursue the latest technologies and treatments. They believe you deserve their best every time. When you combine two experienced doctors, Dr. Sonia Sweeney Fonseca and Dr. Douglas Cohen, with advanced education and clinical expertise, you get beautifully stunning results and treatment that you can trust. For more information or to schedule an appointment online, please go to their website at thedentalwellness.com. That's thedentalwellness.com. First-rate care. Award-winning, patient-focused, they look forward to hearing from you. And certainly for them, we all say, amen. I wanted to speak with you about something that's certainly very important to me, and that is to make sure that everything in your life is filled with peace. You know, this world definitely is in need of peace. The most common word for peace in Hebrew is shalom. But shalom isn't just an absence of war. It's a completeness and totalness in all aspects of life, whether, again, financially, emotionally, spiritually. So at this holiday time of the year, it's so very important to wake up in the morning, and the first thing we do is say, thank you, God, for giving me another day to wake up and to realize that it is my opportunity, that because you woke me up, not just for me, but you woke me up to bring the blessings unto others. And as we go into this holiday season and we go into the new year, this year, we're not starting fresh. We are bringing what's in this year with us. And one of the things we want to bring into this new year is peace, completeness and totalness in all aspects of life. And we know that, as we say, that locks are never manufactured without a key. Similarly, God never gives you problems without solutions. Only we need to have patience to unlock. Let me say that, because it's so very, very important. Locks are never manufactured without a key. Similarly, God never gives us problems without solutions. We only need to have patience to unlock them. So in this holiday time of the year, realize that we live in God's time. We don't live in our time. And when you pray, God will answer your prayers, but it may not be the way that you always want them, but it will certainly be answered. And you just have to stay in close conversation with God. And that certainly is prayer. So we end today for a poem that I just love, that is done at many of my life cycle events. And any of the poems or readings on this program that you would like, to have, just contact me. It would be my honor to text you and send you a photo of the picture so you can have it and you can read it each and every day. Just for this day. Just for this day, I will try to separate what is from what I wish. I will accept my family, my position, my situation, and my fortune, and I will work from there. Just for this day, I will be agreeable. I will speak softly, act courteously. I shall be liberal in my praise. I shall withhold my negative criticism. I will not manipulate, regulate, or improve anyone but myself. Just for this day, I will attempt to live through this day only. I shall not tackle all of life's problems at once. And I will complete during this day the disagreeable tasks I've avoided. Just for this day, I will have a program. I shall not be a slave to it, but it will guide me and help me to eliminate two weaknesses, hurry and indecision. Just for this day, I will try to enhance my mind. I will learn something new. I will attempt to sharpen my intellect with effort, thought, and concentration. Tomorrow, I will remember today's efforts and begin again. Have a blessed day, everybody. And as we always say, pray more, worry less.